One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Growing Spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. It says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word of God is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Now, what that means is to deliver the inheritance to you. Just like your lawyer. Imagine that you have an inheritance and you can't claim it because you require some evidence. You require an attorney to go in for you, represent you before the courts, and help you get your inheritance. You see, the lawyer didn't really give you the inheritance. He helped you get it. Jesus already gave us the inheritance. The Father gave us the inheritance along with Jesus. Because the Bible tells us we are joint heirs with Christ. Jesus made that possible. But through the word of God, you can get your inheritance because the word informs you, directs you, leads you. And that's what the Holy Spirit enables you to do through the word. Now, let's look at a few things. You ready for this? Tell three people, I'm ready. Yeah, glory to God. How many of you ever had a baby? You remember when that baby started moving, turning the neck, you got excited. When the baby moved, turned the other way, you got excited. Before then, you had to turn the baby. Now the baby can turn. Oh, you were excited. Then the baby started sitting up. He said, my baby is sitting up. You see, you were excited at the growth. Growth is exciting. Same thing spiritually. When you are growing spiritually and you notice you're beginning to control your life, you don't need somebody to turn you over. You don't need someone to feed you. Things are changing for you. Now you can sit by yourself. Now you can walk by yourself. You can run around. It means a lot. Growing from the babyhood stage to the childhood stage and to the manhood stage. Very important. The Word of God teaches us about these realities and shows us how that the spiritual growth is very much like physical growth of the human body and the human person. Glory to God. You're still there? All right. Now, I want you to look at some things here will help you. The book of Job, chapter 18, we'll read 2 verses, 5 and 6. It says, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. Now, in the Old Testament, every time you see the term wicked, the wicked, the wicked, the wicked, it's not talking about someone who is doing something wicked. It's a description of a man or woman that is rebellious against the Word of God, deliberately or ignorantly. One who is non-conforming to the Word is described in the Old Testament as the wicked. Now, when he referred to those that didn't know God at all, he called them the heathen. You understand? So when it says the light of the wicked shall be put out, it's talking about that person who doesn't recognize God. The people who forget God. They don't think about God. He is not a part of their life. That's what he addresses here. Now, to understand these two verses, we'll come back here. To understand this very well, I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 27. The spirit of man. See, man is a spirit being. You are not a physical body. Your body is your domicile. Your body is your house where you live. But you're primarily a spirit being. And now he tells you, your body is not your light. It's your spirit. That's where the light of God is. That's where God communicates with you. Not your brain. Not your mind. You know, often they say that man is a, some say he's a tripartite being. He's not a tripartite being, really. But there are certain expressions that seem to make him look like he's a tripartite being. Because we say he got a spirit, a soul, and a body. But better definition of the human being will enlighten you much further than that. Some others say he's a triune being. He's not a triune being. He's a spirit being. He has a soul and lives in a body. But expressions like this, when you say the spirit of man, then they think, oh, man has a spirit. Not really. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. The soul is the seat of the mind, the emotions, and the will. That's your intellect. So with your soul, you contact the intellectual world. With your body, you contact the physical world. But with your spirit, you contact God and the spirit realm. That's the way it is. Now he tells you, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. God puts his light in your spirit. There's where the word of God goes. Now, let's go back to Job chapter 18 from verse 5. He says, yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out. Did you notice? If it shall be put out, it means it was on before. Which means he was someone who had been given the light of God's word. And so he rejected it, turned away from God. And so he says, the light of the wicked shall be put out. So he's not talking about the heathen. The heathen doesn't have light at all. Never heard it. Let me read two things. Can you go to Ephesians chapter 4 and let's take a look at verse 7. unto every one of us is given grace. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll look at verse 17. I was going to verse 7, which I should take later. But I want to read verse 17 in connection with the thought I was trying to pass across to you. Are you there? This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Did you notice what it says? In the vanity, the emptiness of their mind. Read the next part. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. You see, they never had the light of God. I told you about the difference between the heathen and the one described as the wicked. The wicked is the one who's supposed to have the light of God. He's been informed of the things of God, but he's rebellious against God. Okay? So he says, the light of the wicked shall be put out. He used to have light. But the one who never knew God is in darkness completely. He doesn't know anything about God. He doesn't. He has no clue. He has no clue. He may be religious, but his spirit is in darkness. His understanding is darkened. We're talking about spiritual understanding. It's darkened. Look at it. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. How terrible this is. How terrible. Not to know God. Not to know God. How do they live? I've asked myself several times, if I had not been born again, what in the world would I have been doing with my life? You know what it is to live without God? Alienated from the life of God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him, and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lekki Love World Arena, Lekki Road, beside Enyo Fuel Station, Shisko Bus Stop, Lekki Ekpe Expressway. Worship with us on Sundays, first service at 7:15 and second service at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.